You ready?
Yep.
Ready, down, put.
You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 77 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm in trouble.
Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P.
Stand for pool. Da, da, da. The Music Man. I love The Music Man. Have you seen it?
No.
You have to watch it.
How do I know the lyrics to the song?
I don't know, because I sing it.
No, because when I was a senior in high school, the senior musical was Music Man. Okay. I was not in the musical,
okay.
But I must have been around when it was being practiced.
Right.
Starred by Ryan Ratliff.
The Ryan Ratliff.
He's like in New York singing at, who knows, places like that are paying him to sing, I guess.
There's a Simpsons episode where they mock Music Man.
Yeah.
And instead of
I've seen it.
Trouble. It's a monorail. Yeah. Monorail.
I know. It's a good one.
It is a good one.
All right. Why are you in trouble?
I've agreed to coach soccer.
I didn't know that had happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a call from the Y.
Yeah.
I signed up two of my boys to play.
They are desperate for help. Desperate with a capital D, and that rhymes with P.
This stands for poop.
So did you explain to this person that you know less than nothing about soccer?
Yes.
Okay.
But then I went on to say, I think Dan might be willing to help me.
Oh, jeez. And he knows me.
And he knows you, yeah.
Yeah, and he knows.
Because you helped coach last year.
I'm a bit of a soccer. I'm kind of a, when it comes to soccer in this town, I'm a bit of an influencer.
Well, we have a cousin or an uncle or I don't know what he is.
He's our second cousin. He's our dad's cousin.
Okay.
Whatever. I think that makes him our second cousin.
Yeah. He's a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
But he's got kids of our age.
Yeah, he was, when we were kids,
he was at that
disinterested age.
Yeah.
So we never talked to him when we were younger because he was like on with life.
Yeah, which is fine. Whatever. The point is.
I don't hold it against him.
The point is, he is like the soccer guy.
He is.
You talk to anybody in Marion and you say, oh, you know, Randy? Oh, yeah, soccer. Yeah. He coached my kids or this or that. Whatever.
Or I hate that guy. Because they coached against him.
Yeah. You either love Randy or you hate Randy.
I'd say that. And I think for him, that's a compliment. I think if he heard you say that, he'd be like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Randy said my son needs a bigger butt.
To play soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my son is like...
It's a stick figure. He took a picture of him on vacation.
I know.
And he looks like Gollum.
Precious. You know, I didn't have my camera at the time, but we went to a water park.
Yeah.
And the water park, like by the hot tub area, had like this fake rock cliff, you know, and there's like a little cubby in it.
Yeah.
And he like crawled into the cubby and he was like all hunched over. And I was like, oh, I need to take a picture of this and send it to Jason because he looked more like Gollum than
juicy,
ever.
So juicy, sweet.
Yeah, Randy, Levi needs a little power in the kick. So Randy's like, he needs a bigger butt, you know. So,
yeah. So I'm going to need help coaching soccer.
Okay, I'll help.
I know nothing. And I told my wife, I said, I think I might need to buy a soccer ball. We don't even know, like, my kids are going to play soccer. We don't even own a soccer ball.
You should buy a soccer ball, yes.
I mean, you know.
800 touches a day.
What?
That's what you need. It takes about 20 minutes.
To do what?
To touch the ball.
You're not supposed to touch a ball.
With your foot. There are little foot drills that you can
kicking.
Do. So you like kick it, you put it like a foot forward, foot back, foot forward, foot back. And there's like little, you look it up on YouTube.
I'm already annoyed. Can you imagine Gideon doing this?
No. Well, no, I imagine Gideon sprinting and scoring lots of goals
this
year, honestly.
Well, it's age 7 and 8.
Yeah.
Which Gus is in the same league.
So him and Gus.
Him and
together.
Gus.
Yeah.
So Gus is on the younger end.
Yeah.
Gus turns 7 next month. He's 6 right now.
Yeah.
So Gus will be the slowest, shortest kid on the team.
Do you know what night your practices are? Let's just get all of these details out on,
I don't know.
On air.
I can pick whenever, I think.
Okay.
Wednesday or Friday or Monday? Tuesday and Thursday I've got baseball practice. I'm also coaching baseball.
Do Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay. It's a good thing that we come together and sort out these details on air. All right. So I'm going to help you coach soccer. Is that what it sounds like? Because you actively hate soccer.
I've tried. I really have. I've tried to like it. And maybe it'll be different if I'm coaching it and watching my kids and helping them.
Yeah.
I've tried to like it, and I can't.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We'll work on it.
This might give me a whole new experience from the basics, you know.
You need to play FIFA.
I thought about that too, but honestly, I don't have a system.
Oh, okay. Well, I have it. You come over, we'll play FIFA. Then you understand the game a little bit more.
The Gideon's going to dominate.
Yes. He's fast.
He's very fast.
Extremely fast. Yeah. My daughter, Abby, and your son Gideon are in the exact same class.
Yeah.
Not just grade. They're in the same class at school.
Yeah.
And Gideon is stupid fast.
Yeah.
And Abby told me the other day, she came home and she said, this boy at school today said that he was the fastest kid in second grade.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really?
That's a big deal. Yeah.
And she's and she's like, yeah. And he told me that. And I was like, oh, yeah? Race Gideon. And today I asked her about it. I was like, did they have a race? She's like, oh, yeah. He beat him by a lot.
Gideon beat him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, what does Gideon do at recess? And she goes, basketball and tag.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just
probably
running.
Probably at the same time.
He's winning both games. So, all right. So you're in trouble because you don't know anything about
football. I know nothing.
Yeah.
I know you don't touch a ball with your hand.
That's a big one.
That's a big one, except for the goalie.
Yeah.
And and to score, you have to kick it past the goalie.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
Okay. That's a good starting point.
From 7 and 8 year olds, I think that's all they have to know, too.
Yeah. 7 and 8 year olds is, our job is to keep them in their position as much as possible.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. That's that. Now, always on our episode 77, I should mention two episodes ago, which would have been episode 75.
We did.
There was a bit of a lag at the beginning. If you experience some problems, it's not you, it's me. You know? And nobody says it's not you. How does that go?
I don't know.
George Costanza line. But if you get through the first 5 or 10 minutes, then it clears up. But always on this episode, we do the Netflix suggestion of the week.
Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, or watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTuber. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
So, Jason, what is it?
Okay, so two nights ago we watched this.
Okay.
And it's Dave Chappelle's stand-up. It's a Netflix special.
Okay.
Not kid-friendly,
mm-hmm.
So don't watch it with kids in the room. The first one is better than the second one. There's two of them. The second one, he kind of gets off a little bit. The first one is really, really good, and he had me cracking up at a certain line.
Yeah.
He was telling a story, and he was basically saying, I'm not going to give anything away. It's not a... you know, earmuff situation, but or spoiler alert, but he approaches this dude like wearing a dress, like in this art gallery, who like getting ready to pass out. He's like getting ready to faint, and he goes over there and he's like, is this guy okay? And like the people around him were like, that's not a guy, that's a girl. Like he was a cross dressing transgender, whatever. Like whatever those people are, I don't even know what technically those people are. And he said a line. He goes, you do whatever you want. He didn't say this out loud, but you know, he's talking to the audience. Like, you do and think whatever you want about yourself. At what point do I have to participate? Because I'm looking at you, and you look like a dude. Why do I have to participate in your delusional that you think you're a female even though you're in a male body?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, that made all the sense in the world to me.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I have to participate in your delusional thing?
It's hilarious.
No, there's a lot of social commentary in this, I'm telling you. In this,
it's a comedy special.
No, it is. It's a stand-up thing.
Yeah.
He's talking in L.A. in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
He tells a couple O.J. Simpson stories, which are funny.
Yeah.
You know, and crazy. I mean,
I like, my favorite thing about Dave Chappelle is his white guy voice.
Yeah.
Does he do that in this special?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
My favorite Dave Chappelle joke is he was living in D.C., and I think he had a break-in or something at his house. And the cops came to his house, and I don't know. Maybe this is – I'm probably getting everything mixed up.
Yeah.
But so they come into his house, which is a nice house.
Yeah.
And they assume that he's the guy that broke in. They're like, well, apparently, Officer Johnson, what he's done is come in here and hung up pictures of his family everywhere. Something like that.
You know, he lives in Ohio.
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, right now.
Where?
Yellow Springs.
I don't know where that is.
It's over near Dayton.
Okay.
It's like a small town near Dayton.
Really?
It was on a 65-acre, like, farm plot.
Let's go say hi. Dave, come on the show.
Yeah.
We would love to have you on the show.
Love.
Yes. We could talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It doesn't have to be sports.
So your Netflix suggestion of the week is the Dave Chappelle comedy special on Netflix.
Yeah, watch it with your significant other late at night when the kids are in bed.
When the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
Here's the thing, is I'm not, like, I don't drop the F-bomb. And I don't like necessarily to listen to a show that drops it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
There's a very few number of people I think is funny when they say it.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle's one of them. The other one is Samuel Jackson.
He says it too much.
I know, but he does it. It's funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
My kids were playing a video game.
Yeah.
And there was a bomb that they had to make to blow up this to blow up this monster or something like that in the game. And the bomb was called a firebomb or something like that.
Yeah.
A firebomb or something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And after they made it, then it was like floating up to this monster.
Yeah.
And it had, because it was a firebomb, it had a big F on the front of it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And as it's going up, Abby or Michaela, one of them, points at the TV and go, oh, it's an F-bomb.
That's pretty funny. Gosh. Do you know, my kids and the cousins refer to Super Mario Brothers as Super Mario Bros.
Really?
Have you heard this?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. But on the game BROS, we know it as brothers.
Sure.
My kids and Josiah, Amy's kids, refer to it as
Josiah Super Mario also Bros. Refers to Star Wars as Star Wars because he could read so well. And he read it before he heard it.
Yeah.
And if you think, I started thinking about it, like, why is Wars spelled that way? What else is AR that has a or sound?
War.
War, that's it. Far, car.
Or you're paddling a boat. OAR.
Yeah, but those are two vowels in a row.
AR, WAR, war, or.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Well, anyway, he calls it Star Wars.
Which Star is Wars.
Star Wars. which I love. All right, so that's your my Netflix suggestion of the week is a Netflix original documentary called Five Came Back.
Okay.
Okay. It is about five movie directors that went to World War II to shoot footage of World War II and came back and made, like, the films.
So they shot it during the war.
Yes. Okay. And then they made the films. Like, because, you know, everybody used to go to the movies, like, once a week. And before the movie would be, like, the newsreel footage.
Right.
You know, today in Cambodia, the...
Right.
Jerry's really have him on the run, or I don't know whatever they say.
But that's,
you know,
what those people were.
And so with those guys, but they were real. Like, it was like Frank Capra, who did It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
it's John Ford, who did, like, all of those great westerns. I mean, there were five iconic directors, movie directors, that risked their lives.
Yeah,
because they saw what Hitler was doing
with
his propaganda films, and they said, this is making a difference. We need to do this to stir up the Americans. And it worked, too. Yeah. And so it's called Five Came Back. It's more than it's three episodes. Executive producer is Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
It's narrated by Meryl Streep.
Okay.
The music is by Thomas Newman. I mean, it's high quality stuff.
Yeah, not Randy Newman.
No. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. No, that's a different Newman. They are related, though.
Meryl Streep, liberal scumbag.
There you go again. I knew you were going to say
I knew
it.
Well, you brought it up.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
She is right. She is in the same canoe as Robert Redford. I don't like it.
That movie where Robert Redford's in a
canoe? Row your boat ashore.
Well, either way, she's got a great voice. And she does a really good job on the narration. And the music, Thomas Newman, I love you, Thomas Newman. Tommy, boy, Tom, Thomas, come on the show.
Yeah.
We can talk about whatever you want
to
talk about.
We don't have to talk about sports.
We don't have to. We don't have to talk about music. Maybe you don't want to talk about music. Maybe you want to talk about sports. Maybe you're tired of talking about music.
He might want to talk about raising German dogs.
If that's, I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like German Shepherds.
Anyway, I love Thomas Newman, yeah. And he did the music for this. Anyway, it's called Five Came Back. I've watched one episode, and it's really good.
How long is each episode?
Like an hour. Yeah, well, just an hour to 70 minutes.
My problem with stuff like that is I want to watch stuff like that when I lay down.
And then you fall asleep.
And I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Or I stay awake until 3 in the morning.
Yeah. It's really good. Yeah. It's worth watching. You should totally watch it.
Okay.
Very good. So that's my Netflix suggestion of the week. So one of the things that's happening right now in the world is Major League Baseball has... The world is right because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Are you harmonizing with yourself?
I was singing. I don't know what you're doing.
All right. We love baseball.
The best.
It's the best. I didn't watch it all, but I went through to watch the Ken Burns baseball series,
yeah,
as you do.
As one does.
Before baseball starts to get yourself.
As you should do.
And then, you know, my son, we've already talked about soccer, but my son loves soccer.
I don't know why.
And I always had a desire that I would have a son one day,
yeah,
who loves baseball.
Yeah.
Because I love baseball. And
it didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
No.
He does not like baseball.
Harrison, my son, on the other hand, loves baseball.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll adopt Harrison.
Harrison's great.
Yeah. I'd take Harrison. He could be in the house. You wouldn't even know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my definition of a good kid.
That's a good... He's a good kid. He's there for days at a time. Yeah, you don't even know he's
right.
there.
Takes care of himself.
He reads
just
books.
Just give him some bread and water. He'll be fine.
He can take the trash out.
Wow. Man, I got to have this
without
kid around.
Without being told.
Really?
He just does it. Yeah.
What a kid. So I watched Field of Dreams with Levi the other night. And I started it. Levi goes to bed at 9. The girls go to bed at 8. So he stays up a little later because he's older.
Yeah.
And I started the movie at like 8:30.
Okay.
Girls went to bed. I just turned it on just because it's been a while since
and
I've seen it.
And he was sitting there when you turned it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, "What's this?" I'm like, "It's Field of Dreams." He's like, "What's it about?" It's like, kind of about baseball. He's like, "Oh, okay." Well, then he totally got into it.
Yeah.
And about like, he's supposed to go to bed at 9.
Yeah.
And about 9:30 rolls around and Erica's like, "Levi, you got to go to bed. It's getting late." You know, he's like, "I really want to watch this."
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe this is my chance, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, "Erica, he's staying up as late as this thing takes. We're going to watch this."
Yeah.
So he watched it, you know, and I said, "What'd you think?" He's like, "It really didn't have like a climax. It just kind of ended, you know?"
Yeah.
It's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Did you like it?" He's like, "Yeah, I liked it."
Yeah.
And then the next day, baseball was on, like actual baseball.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Hey, Levi, you remember Phil? Yeah. You want to watch baseball?" He's like, "No." I was like, "Dang it."
So our house, on the other hand,
yeah,
Sunday is the official Major League opening day.
Which is stupid. Let's just say that right now.
Absolutely agree. As Reds fans, it should be in Cincinnati.
The first game should be noon on Monday in Cincinnati.
Yes.
That's the way it was when I was a kid, and that's the way it should always
that's
be.
That's what it was for 110 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 3 years ago, 5 years ago,
ESPN rolls in and says, "Let's do a Sunday night game, and then let's do 3 Sunday games.
Let's maximize revenue."
Pretty soon,
why would they want to do that?
Pretty soon, the opening night will be a Saturday night game, probably,
and they'll be Friday night,
and then we're going to be playing on Christmas. What are we talking about, people? What are we? I just went all Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah. So Sunday,
the New York Knicks are terrible. All right.
The first game was Rays and Yankees.
Yeah,
we watched the entire game. Like, everybody, we're eating popcorn. My whole family, 7 of us.
Yeah.
Not Estelle. 6 of us
mm-hmm.
are sitting there watching baseball.
Isn't it great?
It is great. And then immediately after that was...
That's the game I didn't watch.
What was that second game? The night... Was that the Giants?
Yeah, it was the Giants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Bumgarner had an unbelievable first 7 innings.
Mad bomb. Jake675309, you're a big fan.
Giants, yeah. San Francisco.
Giants, yeah.
He, Bumgarner had a perfect game going through 7 innings and had 2 home runs.
If he would have finished that game and thrown a perfect game with 2 home runs on opening day, it would have been the greatest sports performance of all time.
I agree.
What's better than that?
There's nothing... It would rival, I don't know, when Babe Ruth pitched in the World Series, I think he pitched a one-hitter.
Yeah.
In a World Series, and I don't know if he hit a home run.
I don't know if he did.
But in a World Series performance, that would have...
The only thing that would make Madison Bumgarner's game better is if he hit three home runs. Like...
Well, a perfect game pitching never happens.
Never happens.
Like, 17 times in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
And of those 17, for a pitcher to go on to hit two of the home runs...
Yeah.
Of your, that's unbelievable. Like, what would the equivalent be in any other sport? For, like, a quarterback to throw 600 yards and rush for three touchdowns?
Yeah.
Like, a perfect game. Mm. Like, you know...
Yeah.
In basketball, like, Westbrook had that perfect game.
Yeah.
Like, no misses, no whatever, scored
triple-double,
still, whatever.
It doesn't compare to
it doesn't this. Compare. A perfect game
and
two home runs.
Can I just say that I don't know that in my lifetime baseball has been in better shape than it is today.
I think in, like, was it 98 is when Sosa and McGuire?
Yeah.
That was a great year.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, young talent coming up all over the place. It was just two guys.
That was, like a magical season.
Yeah, that was a great season.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, just the game,
the overall
health of the game.
I think worldwide it's becoming more popular.
Revenue is way up.
Yeah.
These teams are selling for way more. The baseball, the contracts are way up. The TV contracts, all that kind of stuff.
Everybody's in a
new
stadium.
And there are so many good young players.
Yeah.
So many good. I mean, you look at the Astros, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Nationals. All over the place. The Yankees, the Red Sox. There are so many good young players, more than ever before, I think, in my memory that I can remember. So I think baseball's in really good shape. And, because I think about Madison Bumgarner, I'm starting to think, like, is he the best pitcher in baseball? You know? I mean, he's worth talking about.
There's a dozen of those guys that are really, really, really
Clayton
good.
Kershaw is probably the best pitcher in baseball. But then you can start talking about Felix Hernandez, you know, who's maybe down a little bit, but was just so dominant for so long.
Chris Sale,
John Lester, although still can't throw to first base. I was watching it. Did you watch that Cubs game?
No, actually, Cubs-Cardinals? We didn't.
That was a really good game.
I hate the Cubs and I hate the Cardinals.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
And Lester's pitching and the Cardinals get on first base.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you not stealing?
Yeah.
He's not going to throw it.
I don't know.
But they didn't steal. Here's what I thought. The Cubs and the Cardinals are going to play 19 times this year.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the first game.
Yeah.
Just start messing with his head in this first game.
Yeah.
You're never going to be in a place where you can play around more
right
now. And that will come into play because you're going to play him again, maybe in the playoffs.
Of those 19 starts, Lester will probably start five of them.
Yeah, right.
Maybe six.
Right, so get in his head right now and mess with him.
What? I agree.
Yeah. But they didn't do it. But I thought if anybody would do it, maybe the Cardinals would, you know.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yeah. I'm a baller. So Monday rolls around, and that was the Indians and the Reds opening day.
Right.
And we watched nonstop baseball all Monday.
Yeah. I watched half of the Reds game, and then I was like, maybe I'll just be an Indians fan this year. You know?
Yeah.
The Reds are not good at baseball.
No.
They're going to be the worst team in all of baseball this year.
That is a strong possibility.
They can't pitch. They can't hit.
Yeah. That's a bad recipe.
They're poorly managed. Joey Votto's great. And Billy Hamilton's fast.
And that's it.
That's my breakdown of the Reds.
Cozart's not bad.
Cozart's aight. He's aight. He's aight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good hitting shortstop.
He's a decent fielder.
Which is hard to find.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Cozart's a good player. I like Cozart. I like a lot of players on their team.
The problem is, a lot of those players, I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is.
Right.
Like, one guy come up to bat, I'm like, I'm a lifelong Reds fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of this guy.
Right, yeah.
He's playing second base, he replaced Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
Brandon Phillips has been there for 15 years.
Yeah. I love Brandon Phillips.
He's the best.
I hope he does great in Atlanta.
I wish him luck.
And then the Indians, I watched that game. They were losing
like 9-5 or something.
Yeah, they were losing by one when I turned it off.
Yeah,
and then they ended up winning, which is great. So I think the Indians are going to be really good this year.
Once again, the problem in our house is I'm a huge Reds fan.
Yeah,
my wife is a huge Indians fan.
Right,
and my kids are at that impressionable age where sports matter.
Right,
like winning and losing.
Yeah,
they don't understand. There's more to it. Mm-hmm. You know, the, you can't look at just this year.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the Indians are so much better than the Reds.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
In previous years, no.
No.
So it's like you can't base everything on this year. The problem is they're forming habits today that will dictate the rest
There's
of their
no
life.
There's no recent, the last time the Reds were good was
it's been a decade.
Ago. Yeah.
I mean, good. It's been a decade.
Good. Great. It's been...
2 decades. They were pretty good in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
They had some really good years. In 1990, they won it. So, yeah. 2-3 decades.
Yeah.
Which makes me sound ancient. 2-3 decades ago, they were really good.
I know, right?
Sounds like our dad growing up. It was like, back 60s. In the 60s and 70s. Yeah. Big Red Machine.
Yeah.
You know?
George Foster. Okay. Geronimo? There's a guy named Geronimo on a baseball team? I don't understand. All right. So with baseball, so Adam the male nurse asked me if I wanted to play fantasy baseball this year. I am very good at starting things.
Yeah.
I would wager to say nobody's better at starting things than I am.
Not finishing.
Yeah. I'm very good at starting things. I'm not very good at finishing things.
Yeah.
So, but knowing that, I decided, yeah, okay, Adam, I'm going to do this fantasy baseball thing. And so I'm playing fantasy baseball this year.
Okay, so a couple questions immediately.
Yes.
Before you get going on.
I'm probably not going to know the answers to these questions because I've never played fantasy baseball before.
Okay, so I played fantasy baseball starting in 1997.
Right.
And I played for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then the league that I was in kicked me out. So I had done a couple things that... that they were not a fan of.
Okay. Okay.
One of them was for the first 15 years of the league, it was a daily lineup.
Yeah.
So that's my first question to you. Is it a daily lineup or is it a weekly lineup?
I believe it's a weekly lineup. We should have Adam the male nurse call in because he can tell us these things.
Okay.
But like if you look at my team here... See, this is what I don't understand. I got to talk to Adam about this. These are my pitchers.
Yeah.
And these are my position players. And then this is my bench.
Yeah.
So it appears that I don't have to start a pitcher. That all of my pitchers, I just have that many slots. And they're just always going. Right? And if they pitch that night, then they count. And if not, they don't. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I'm playing this guy for a week.
Okay. So it's a week. It's a weekly... lineup.
Yeah, the guy that I'm playing this week, I'm playing him for a week, and right now I'm losing 207 to 105.
Okay, so it's not categories either. It's not rotisserie. It's not because so the leagues that I've played in, like there's a category stolen bases,
right?
There's a category home runs,
right?
There's a category hits,
okay?
And you have to win each category,
right?
Okay, so yours is a point system,
yeah,
which is fine. There's nothing wrong with either one.
I have no idea,
but they're all different, and so. For the first 15 years of the thing, I was consistently in the playoffs, like almost every single year because of this. I didn't draft pitchers.
Yeah.
I drafted positional players.
Yeah.
And I always had the best positional players.
Yeah.
And then with the daily lineup, I added and picked up and dropped pitchers on a daily basis based on starts.
Yeah.
So every day I'd have like 5 new starting pitchers.
Yeah. Well... that's not cheating.
No, but everybody got mad at me for doing it.
Well, those people are dumb.
I know. So they changed the rule.
Mm-hmm.
They went to a weekly lineup.
Okay.
And when that happened, I got mad.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing this for 15 years.
Come on, guys.
But it's a commitment.
They could have done the same thing you did.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. But they were complaining that that's not real baseball.
Well, call them out. What are their names? Who are they?
I can't remember. Ed Carson was the commissioner of the league.
Ed Carson, yes, thank you.
I know.
You know what? I'm going to say this about Ed Carson. He can't throw to first from shortstop. He always throws it over the guy's head. And then he throws his glove down like he's freaking Barry Larkin, and it was just a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Ed, you do it every time, okay?
I hope Ed doesn't listen to the show.
I was joking. Ed was a pretty good shortstop.
He was okay, yeah.
I mean, sometimes he did throw it over. Nobody got madder when he threw it over the pitcher's, over the first baseman's head than Ed.
Regardless.
I just got upset. I was just jumping on the train to bash.
No, I don't want to bash these people because I like these people. I've been lifelong friends with some of them.
Do you want them to let you back in the league?
No, I'm actually I feel freedom that I'm not in this fantasy league anymore.
It's a huge commitment.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially of the daily lineup.
Yeah.
162 games, daily lineup. I was checking it every flipping day.
Well, it appears that I don't have a daily life.
Okay, so that's good. Okay. Because that means you can just check it once a week. That's fine.
Yeah. So I have, okay, like starting position players. I have a catcher, first base, second base, third base, shortstop. And then I have two, looks like flex positions.
Okay.
Second base, shortstop, and first base, third base.
Okay.
And then I have, what, one, two, three, four, five outfielders and a utility player.
Okay.
And then I have, like, what, like 10 slots for pitchers. And it just looks like I have all 10 of those pitchers.
Yeah.
And then I just have them for the whole week.
This is going to require a little bit more looking into.
Okay.
As far as the stats. Because, like, if you're looking at the categories.
Yeah.
You know, you want three or four save, you know, closers for saves.
Yeah.
But those guys also have a low whip.
Yeah.
Your whip's going to increase with your starting pitchers typically.
Yeah. I mean, in the league right now, there are two, four, six, eight, 10, 12 guys in the league.
Yeah.
And I would be beating one, two, three, four, five, six, seven of them.
Yeah.
I just happen to be playing against a guy who's scoring a lot of points this week.
Yeah.
Team Garrity. And apparently this guy named Pat and Adam got into a little bit of a back and forth in the draft,
because
Adam was making fun of his team.
Okay.
And he said he must be a Kansas City fan or something like that.
Yeah.
And this Pat guy was like, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Now, Adam, I'd like to hear from you. It sounded like it was like a legit thing.
Yeah.
And Adam's like, you know, and so I think they put real money down on between the two of them who's going to win this year. So I feel a lot of pressure. Adam's my friend. I want to beat – I'm playing Pat the first week.
You're playing for Adam.
Yeah, I feel that way.
Yeah.
I want to beat him. So anyway, so that's that.
So for the record, I just want to get back to why I was kicked out of the league.
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't just because
I thought that was it.
No, because I was upset.
Oh, geez.
I said, this is a bunch of crap.
Uh-huh.
And I started putting a bunch of pictures of poop in toilet on the page.
Okay. Yeah.
And they told me to stop, and I wouldn't stop. Every day, I posted a new poop picture on the fantasy baseball.
Oh my gosh.
Main site, and they said stop.
We don't like this.
I don't like this either.
Yeah, right.
I wanted a daily lineup.
This will stop when we get daily lineups.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like it was a hostage negotiation kind of a situation.
And I lost.
Yeah, you call their bluff, and
they called. Yeah, yeah.
They called your bluff.
I don't know, one way or the other. There's a lot of poop pictures.
They had pocket aces,
and it was not good. So I thought it was hilarious.
So don't get in a fight with Jason unless you want poop pictures sent to you every day. Were they your personal poops?
No, I'd Google them.
All right.
If you Google, like, poop pictures.
I've never done it. I will say.
You need to.
I don't know that.
It's worth doing it once or twice.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know what it is.
Some of them are like, oh my gosh.
All right.
Like, what happened?
You know, I can't think of a better note to end on.
There was one time.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
Where I was working at a gas station.
Okay.
Third shift.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy, like midnight, right before I was getting ready to lock up the doors.
Oh, that's the worst.
Takes his time does his duty in the duty.
Sure.
And comes out, leaves, and I go in there and like what is this? It looked like
this feels like a story for a different podcast.
Which we may or may not have created, but that's a story for a different day. Chuck Smelcher.
Okay.
It looked like this guy pooped an entire Big Mac. Like, he swallowed the whole thing, and it went through his whole system, and the thing would not flush down in the hole. It was like the size of the Grand Mac.
Okay.
And it was weirdly shaped like a hamburger. It was weird, and it would not flush. I didn't know what to do.
You know,
I just poured a bunch of bleach.
It's just about my bedtime.
Yeah.
I'm just about, you know, when we get done with this, I'm going to press stop. Close the stuff down, and then I'm going to go home and try to go to sleep. Might read for a little bit. I'm not going to go to sleep now. I got this in my head.
I think right before you go to sleep, you should Google poop pictures.
Probably not going to do that. Well, there you go. So I need some help. If you've got some baseball fantasy tips out there, follow along. The name of the team is the Ohio Blue Sweats.
Okay.
I thought I should have just called them the Blue Sweats, but when I was filling out the team, it said place that you're from.
Yeah.
As Ohio.
Yeah.
And then it said team mascot. And I said Blue Sweats. Because I thought it's like the Red Sox, the White Sox, the Blue Sweats.
Yeah.
You know, that made sense to me.
Yeah.
So so I wish I would have just called
them. The Boston Red Sox.
So the Ohio Blue Sweats.
The Ohio Blue Sweats.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
That's good. So there you go. Do you have anything else?
No. I mean, we could break down the fantasy baseball. But the truth is, if you're in fantasy baseball, you've already drafted your team.
Yeah.
You're already doing this.
Do we want to hear my
yeah, let's go,
my
hear
players?
Real quick.
Okay, so who do I have? Russell Martin is my catcher.
Okay.
Anthony Rizzo.
Okay.
Javier Baez.
Okay.
Anthony Rendon, who's hurt now, but he's day to day. He's going to come back soon.
He's going to come back.
I got to get another third baseman, though. I picked up Kung Fu Panda off of waivers.
Okay.
He lost like 150
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah.
So
he, still play for Boston?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
he'll put up good numbers.
I think he will.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have lots of protection.
Yeah.
And then I've got Aldemus. Is that how you say that guy's name? From the shortstop from St. Louis. I never get that right. Diaz. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Neil Walker from the Mets. Jose Ramirez from Cleveland, the third baseman there.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper. Ryan Braun, Billy Hamilton. Billy Hamilton was auto-drafted for me. I came in the middle of the draft, and he was already drafted. I wouldn't have probably picked him.
Yeah.
A.J. Pollock, Adam Duvall from the Reds, because I think he's going to have a good power year.
Yeah, but if you're playing the categories, you want Davis. Billy Hamilton.
Because I want the steals.
Because you want the steals.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So then pitchers are Verlander, Mark Melanson.
That's good.
Sung Yuan Oh, the guy from the closer from St. Louis. Rich Hill, who I think is pretty good. Adam Wainwright.
Yeah.
Jared Eichhoff. Some other guys who I don't know really. And I'm trading Julio Urias to get Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
It seems like I had to drop him.
Yeah. No, that's
There's
a good
lots
team.
Of things that I don't completely understand.
Yeah, it's complicated. Bryce Harper, he was my MVP pick of the National League.
I think he's going to have a good year.
He's going
to
have a good year.
He had a home run to start the year. First game of the season.
5 consecutive years with an opening day home run.
Yeah.
Starting at age 19.
Yeah.
He's only 24.
I could see him at 24 having a down year last year. I could see him going on a tear.
Yeah.
Like having a historic season this year.
Well, the typical age for your peak year is 27, 28.
Yeah.
He's 24.
And he's great.
He's still getting better. Mm-hmm. As long as he remains healthy.
Yeah.
He's gonna tear up.
I'm more excited about baseball than I've ever been before.
I am too. I love baseball. Baseball's the best.
Baseball is the best. I'm going to go to a baseball game. Try to multiple games this year. When I'm in my
Have you been to a college baseball game?
Never. Bing! Right?
I would like to try it.
They need to move to wooden bats. That's what I say.
Okay.
Get rid of the metal bats. All right. Well, that's it.
Hey, stay active on Twitter.
Stay active on Twitter.
If you're not on Twitter, you don't have to. But if you're on Twitter, get active with the page.
Yeah. Tag us.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Sure. Comment, rate, subscribe, do all that stuff. Help the show out.
On every platform.
We need help.
Yeah.
We really want to make money doing this. It's getting sad.
Yeah.
You know, I promised every time I left the house tonight, and Abby, my youngest, she was like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "I got to go do the podcast with Uncle Jason."
Yeah.
She's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Because I need to buy you a house on the beach." That's my carrot at the end of this stick. So, I mean, our goal is one day to...
We podcast both, from hammocks.
We both own houses on the beach that are beside each other.
Yeah.
And every day we wake up, watch SportsCenter, do a podcast, and then hang out on the beach. Maybe go golfing, watch sports.
Yeah.
And our kids, I mean, at that point.
I mean, yeah. I mean, our kids are getting older.
Yeah.
You know.
Every day. All right. There you go. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue.